It's time for us to check what's trending on the interweb with our fabulous Barbara Friedman. Barbs, good morning.
Morning, Jeremy. Good morning.
How are you, darling?
Yeah, no, I'm good. We were just having a debate there before with you and the technical producer, Joe, about why I'm missing the office. And funny enough, one of my stories today is about working from home. So we can discuss that when we get to it.
Okay, so let's zip through what you have for us and Bob's wire today.
First thing we're going to talk about is it began trending yesterday late when Zweli Mkhize, hashtag Zweli Mkhize, began trending when he announced that he and his wife have tested positive for COVID-19. So he tweeted out and he said, "I was feeling abnormally exhausted as the day progressed. I started losing appetite. My wife had a cough, was dizzy and extremely exhausted. Given her symptoms, the doctors advised that she must be admitted for observation and rehydration. They both went for tests. They've been tested positive. But as I understand it, they are in quarantine at home."
Yes.
I'm not sure what the latest update is. From what he said in his tweet, it sounded like she maybe was a bit more serious than him. But obviously, we'll keep an eye on that. But I mean, as we know, he has been at the coalface of this pandemic for so many months. Yeah, I think he really has done a really good job.
Yeah,
so,
he has.
I mean, sad for him that he's got it, but I suppose ultimately we're all probably going to get it in some shape or form. Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah, I remain concerned, Bobs, because, you know, people are really letting down their guard and people are becoming complacent, and the second wave is going to come. I'm seeing increase in complaints in my area, for instance, where people are so aware that if they have the sniffles or they're having a cough, they're not feeling well, the first thing that comes to mind is, do I have COVID? Which is a good thing, which is a good thing on the ground.
And interestingly enough, I mean, if you're watching the news this morning, Italy is stepping up its restrictions again, where the second wave there is spiking. So I don't know. I mean, it was interesting. Jody Boffa, the epidemiologist, was on with John this morning talking about this antibody test that is now available at places like Clicks and Dis-Chem. And everyone's saying, well, you know, we're all curious to know if we had it. But in a way, she's saying, what's the point, really? Because it doesn't mean you absolutely won't get it again, or how long immunity lasts, and
it's not a diagnosis either. And I think this is why people, I feel they're getting excited for nothing.
It's not curious. One is curious, isn't one?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I think we'd pay you 199 rand. Then go and
it's
have
time for us to talk. Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, I lost you for a moment.
You may continue.
I may continue. So I thought this was fantastically interesting research that Reuters are reporting done in Holland. It's a company that is actually mostly government-funded called NIBUD, and they are doing some extensive research on questions to do with working from home. And one of the big ones is, who pays for the toilet paper? Who pays for the coffee? And I had a bit of a laugh, but I also thought, well, real questions. Now, what this research has said is that according to the Dutch, is that your bosses should be paying for it, even if you're working from home. I don't think our bosses would want to hear that. But anyway, so their research says that it's about €2 per working day on average to cover all the costs, not just the coffee, the tea, and the toilet paper, but also that extra electricity, that extra water, the depreciation costs of your desk and chair, and things like that. Now, I was working that out, so obviously that's about 38.59 rand.
you're not going to get a good coffee, and you're going to get one ply toilet paper.
You're going to get two pieces of toilet paper per person. But what I wanted to say was that, in fact, the government in Holland has actually begun implementing this research, and they are going to be giving people working from home from the beginning of lockdown to now a bonus per year. We're definitely not going to be getting that, which I think they say is about 363 euros. Yeah. Which is about 7,000 rand a year to cover all those costs. But of course, other people are saying, you know, really, I mean, there's a lot of things you're getting by working at home in exchange.
Like,
you're saving on your travel, you're saving on your transport costs, and you have other free time at home. So it's a debate. Trust me, there's no
that would be for me, that would be valid if I had a choice to work from home. This was imposed on us to work from home.
That is a good argument, Jeremy, because I know that is what companies will want to say. And I agree with you. Yes, it's great that we haven't had to pay as much in petrol for those of us that are still sitting at home. But, you know, there is a downside, like all those other costs that nobody really understands, and the psychological costs. I'm not saying it's all bad. Of course, there's some aspects. I love not having to commute.
Yeah, of course. Listen, we can't have it all, and I think we just need to make peace with that.
Yep. And then I thought, just moving on to a sort of slightly odd story. So a swarm of 20,000 bees chased a car in southern Wales for 2 days to rescue its queen that was trapped inside. Isn't that dedication for you?
That is amazing. But that's nature. That is
nature.
That's nature.
So the queen, you know, once a queen has been selected, the CNN was reporting, once a queen has been selected and raised, she's constantly attended to by this court of worker bees who feed and groom her, plays a vital role in the hive's survival. And so once this one bee got trapped in the 65-year-old woman's Mitsubishi Outlander in a reserve, and then she drove out of the reserve, the swarm of bees was on her tail. And there's a fantastic picture of this swarm of bees over the back of her windscreen, of this 4x4, and that these park rangers all kind of went after her. I mean, it was a whole big chase.
Of course.
A lot of detail that was written about this, which I won't get into due to time, but they tried to rescue, and then if the cardboard box flew off the lid, and then they went, oh, it was a real chase.
Barbara, we're going to have to leave it there. Very interesting stories this morning.
Okay.
You brought a smile to my dial. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Always. Thanks, Bob. Have a lovely
Jeremy.
One. Okay, there we go. It's coming up to 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. Of course, Barb is back with Barb's Wire, Barbara Friedman.